Before the university can fire professors found guilty of crimes in a court of law, it has to do its own investigation. That policy has drawn the ire of several lawmakers, and yesterday members of the legislature's audit committee chimed in. Here's Green Bay GOP Senator Robert Coles.
The people of the state are just not accepting that. And we have to, you know, figure out a way to change this. And I don't know how long it's going to take us to change it, but the heat's on.
Also under fire yesterday was the university's practice of granting so-called backup positions, which staff can go back to if they leave their current jobs. More than 1,000 UW employees have this option, many of them tenured teachers who've moved up to administrative roles. But changing these practices might require the state to act. University officials say they can't fire convicted felons until their own investigations are complete, and they award backup jobs in lieu of contracts, which they can't by law grant to university professors. System President Kevin Riley says contracts might be a better way to go.
In my mind, anyway, it's a more transparent kind of system. More people understand it. I think there's so much confusion around this backup stuff. You know, are these rewards for bad behavior or incompetence? Well, certainly that's not what they're intended to be.
Also, special provisions could theoretically be written into contracts to speed up the firing process if someone's convicted of a crime. The state's audit bureau will be taking a look at UW hiring practices. That report could take several months to complete. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.